Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight: windy with rain and thunderstorms early, a low near 34. A strong and unusual storm system for this time of the year is expected to bring strong winds and a slight threat of severe weather to the area. A wind advisory will go into effect at 8 o'clock this evening and continue through 6 tomorrow morning. Wind gusts of 45 to 50 miles per hour are possible. As a cold front moves through the area this evening, there's a chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm. A Racine man was taken into custody this morning in connection with the hit-and-run accident Tuesday that injured a 14-year-old boy. The teen was crossing Washington Avenue near Case High School when he was struck by a car that was passing on the shoulder. According to Mount Pleasant Police, the driver stopped briefly, checked on the teen, and left the scene. Early this morning, police received information about the identity of the driver, and after interviewing other witnesses, the man and the vehicle were located. 34-year-old Nicholas Starks was cited on charges of hit-and-run causing injury and operating while revoked, both misdemeanors, and an ordinance violation of operating without insurance. He was later released. The teen was released from the hospital yesterday and is recovering at home. A man described as a significant local drug dealer is in custody following a more than year-long investigation into the sale of heroin that's been linked to overdose victims. The Racine County Sheriff's Office in a news release says the man was arrested Monday by agents of the Racine County Metro Drug Unit, the Kenosha Drug Operations Group, and the DEA. The investigators, serving a search warrant at a home in the 9000 block of 15th Avenue in Kenosha, located heroin, cocaine, and ecstasy tablets in the home. The 35-year-old man is being held in the Racine County Jail on a number of charges and faces additional charges in Kenosha County. Habitat for Humanity is well known in communities for building homes for first-time home buyers. And Tuesday afternoon, the local chapter was part of a ceremony for the very first such project in the village of Mount Pleasant. More than 80 homes have been built in the city of Racine, but 2225 Meade Street is the first over the border, thanks to a $100,000 personal donation to the cause from SC Johnson CEO Fisk Johnson, though the company has been involved with Habitat's efforts for years. The house keys were turned over to Tanya Grandy during the ceremony. She's a Head Start teacher who plans to help get after-school programming to the neighboring COP house on the same block. There's a movement afoot within Racine Unified School District to at least review its decades-old policy on desegregation and integration of schools in relation to federal court decisions over the years. The issue got attention during public comments at the school board meeting. Beverly Hicks, past NAACP president, now chairing the group's education panel, spoke against eliminating the policy. Superintendent Lolly Haas said a committee is being formed to look at the desegregation policy over the next 2 months.
We don't have a good title for that committee yet, but it will be a committee of with two charges. The first charge would be to look at the desegregation policy as it exists and what, if any, policy should be proposed to replace it. And the second charge of that committee would be to look at what strategies the district could and should use to continue to assure equity and diversity in our schools.
The current Racine Unified desegregation policy requires a certain portion of minority and special needs students in each school. Federal court rulings over the years have countered similar policies. The Racine Traffic Commission will discuss data next month from the speed display signs along Ohio Street near Graceland Boulevard, as well as information from the police department's speed trailer set up recently along Northwestern Avenue. Alderman Sandy Widener requested the signs be shifted from Ohio Street to the other location because of several accidents, including one that took out the clock at Sturino Funeral Home.
I don't think people really realize how fast they're going when they're approaching that curve there by Gulf and Georgia. So back when the Alderman Perez argued for this feedback sign, the commissioner had said if the city spends $5,000 to purchase this item, that it would not be specific to that area, that we would move it around in an as-needed basis.
Two of the accidents this year on Northwestern near the Racine Country Club golf course involved drunk drivers, according to police records, with others listed as failure to yield and following too close for conditions. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.